Candor with compassion. Your communication is everything. It's Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief for Saturday, June the 30th, 2018. Let's put a bow on this week, shall we? Okay, here's the secret. Okay, it's not so much a secret as it is a little known and little deployed truth among business owners. Congruency is central to communication. In a word, congruency is about agreement. It's about things making sense. For your business, it's about your employees finding agreement between what you say and what you do. They're just like you, trying to make sense of things, trying to figure out how things fit. It's what we all do to understand where and how we fit in the world. In this case, the world is the world of your business. Your employees will craft a story in their head unless you communicate compassionately with candor and you give them a story. Candor can be destructive if it is not associated with compassion. Candor is defined as the quality of being open and honest in expression. It's frankness, and for our purposes, it's also clarity. It's not ambiguous, which means it doesn't have multiple meanings. And let's pile on one more element just for good measure, shall we? Candor is easily understood. You could incorporate candor like Kramer on Seinfeld, you know, blunt, no tact. That is candor without compassion. So we need compassion. Compassion is concern and care for others. Now, it doesn't mean that you tippy-toe around. It doesn't mean that you avoid confronting poor performance or behavior. It just means that you do what you do because you are concerned for the person. Claude Silver is the chief heart officer over in VaynerMedia in New York City. And a couple of days ago, she tweeted out a tweet. I'm going to embed this in the show notes. Go to the website, growgreat.com. Just look for June 30th, 2018, and you'll see it. And if you click that link, it'll take you to Claude's Twitter feed so you can follow her, should you choose to. Here's what she said. Quote, I want you to succeed. Five words you want to be the one saying. And boy, that's right. That's the compassion that I'm urging you to have as a small to medium-sized business owner. Behave genuinely, behave openly, and make sure that you're devoted to the truth of those five words. I want you to succeed. Be willing to be the person who says that to your employees. And if you do, you will see some magic happen. Compassion doesn't mean that you're soft on performance. I mean, that is, after all, what it is to grow great. Cowards and simps, they're not able to grow, much less to grow great. This is work for people who are willing to climb, willing to achieve, willing to do what must be done. That's you. Candid is synonymous with candor, frankness, truthfulness, honesty, clear, authentic conversation. You're failing if after you communicate, the employees walk away and down the hall, they're muttering to one another, I wonder what she meant by that. It means they didn't understand. And it generates an enormous downside for you, for them, and for the company. Remember, they're looking to make sense of all this. So as they walk away from listening to you, they're confused about what you said. They start connecting dots. And in their head, they begin crafting a story as they attempt to figure out what you meant. They're trying to make sense of it. Here's the deal. They will never create a story more positive than the one you could give them. People lean toward thinking the worst, not the best. I'd love to tell you that by and large, everybody's an optimist. And as much as I try to peddle and sell optimism, the reality is people fret and they work, especially when we're talking about their work and their jobs. Your employees will form negative stories if they're confused. Another downside is the loss of speed. Now, we've all experienced this in our own lives. I don't care if it was a boss that you had when you were a kid learning your first job, or whether it was a teacher in school that may have given you an assignment and you just weren't quite sure what you were supposed to do. We have been asked or told to do something, and then we got timid to even take a step because, well, we just weren't quite sure what we were supposed to do. And we certainly didn't have confidence to do whatever it was. All that halting, all that hesitation, it didn't do us any good. Slowed everything down. And what we did is we delayed and we prolonged. We hoped to buy enough time so we could kind of figure it out. Your employees are doing the exact same thing. Speed is your friend, and you kill your friend when you lack compassionate candor. There goes one of the biggest competitive advantages that you've got in your business. The agility, the nimbleness, it just goes out the window, created largely by your unwillingness or your inability to be clear and to make sure that everybody understands. If I walked around your business and I spoke with enough people, and it wouldn't take me that long, and it wouldn't take me that many, by the way, I would quickly find out how much your company values candor. And I would also find out how much compassion is used by you and the rest of your leadership team. Now, you could tell me how you'd like it to be. You could tell me how you think it is. You could tell me how it ought to be. Your people, they'll tell me how it really is. Compassionate candor closes that gap, and it sets you on course to make things what they should be so that you can foster accelerated growth. Yes, it's the right thing to do. Yes, it will help you avoid being a jerk. Bob Sutton has a more graphic name for it. I love Bob Sutton's books and his work. You should go check him out. I think it's bobsutton.net. There's a very practical business reason behind all of this, too. The goal is to hit the trifecta of business building: getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. All of that is impossible without candor. One of the chief things that I would love to help more business owners solve is confusion in their culture. People thinking or understanding something different than what you think or your leadership team thinks. Being on the same page, rowing in the same direction. It doesn't matter. Pick whatever cliche that you most enjoy, but they all say the same thing. Some people are going in one direction, other people are picking a different direction. And you're blaming them, but it's your responsibility. You can fix this. So now you know what you need to do to hit the ground running come Monday. It's your job to write the story people will believe in, follow, and contribute to make a great success story. If you do it properly, they will do their part. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.